metal and hard rock. Joshua Owens has a great show with Gabe Gonzalez, the percussionist. He's been on Motor, Phil Hale, and Shane Saunders. They're playing at a place called Scabby's Lounge on Harper Road in St. Clair Shores Friday night. Dave Boutette is playing the Ark Friday night, and it's also Audra Kubot's birthday extravaganza over at the Tangent Gallery at Hastings Street Ballroom. Allison Lewis, Billy Brandt, Carolyn Strijo, Danny Crowhaw, Duke Dupree, Eddie Baranek, Loretta Lucas, Tino Gross, and there's more. Solo sets by Emily Rose and Matt Demence. That's all happening again at the Tangent Gallery Friday night for Audra Kubot's 40th birthday extravaganza. Future Slang has a show at Kelly's with the Beekeepers and Pupils on Friday night. And I'm going to try to squeeze in some infatuations. They're doing a outdoor event in West Dearborn for the West Dearborn Development Authority Block Party Friday night from 5 to 11. They've got two stages. One will be DJs and one is live music. And on Friday night, it's Infatuations and Junction Groove. And on Saturday night, it's Kaleidoco and Chemical Punch are the live music. Saturday night, the Blue Flowers, Fur, and Lost Patrol are playing The Loving Touch in Ferndale. Bill Grogan's Goat has a show at the Magic Bag with Stone Clover and I Love Lightning Bugs. The Mystics have a record release party at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck Saturday night. And Sweet Willie T, Howard Glazer, and Carl Henry are playing Saturday afternoon down in Eastern Market while you're doing your shopping. Stop on by from 12 to 5 at Eastern Market on Saturday. There's a band that was around in the 70s. I can't say I ever saw them, but they are called Death. And they've had a resurgence of their music, and they're quite the kind of got a cult following. And they are playing this weekend at the festival that's happening out at Belle Isle, the Belle Isle Orion Festival, Saturday and Sunday. But they're going to be doing a kind of a meet and greet screening of a trailer for a documentary for a show called, or a film called, a band called Death. This is happening at UHF record store in on Washington Avenue in Royal Oak. Death will be there in the afternoon, and also during that event, they're going to be selling Jack White's Third Man Records, a limited tricolor 45s of some early versions of Death. That would be interesting. It's also going to be this weekend, Motor City Pride Day at Hart Plaza. And that show starts at 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, no, it starts in the afternoon. But Steffi and the Dirty Virgins are going to be there, Passalacqua, Jamaica Queens, and a whole lot of other people are going to be playing on four stages down at Hart Plaza Saturday afternoon as part of Gay Pride. And I mentioned earlier the benefit for Steve Korn. It's happening at the Comet Bar. Dave Edwards, Maggie McKay, Howard Glazer, Broken Arrow Band, Emmanuel Young, Howard Duke, Tasha Owens, Sweet Willie T. Those are only the people that are signed up to play. I'm sure many more will show up. The Comet Bar is on Henry Street, down near Comerica Park. And that is happening on Sunday, and they say it's going to start about noon and go until they throw them out. So lots of good music. Let's listen a little more to Infatuations. But, oh, my goodness, it's after 5. Time to remind you that it is WHFR Dearborn. Are we good to go?
We are good to go and ready to rock. In fact, today we have a very special show for us on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We had a band that's for some unknown reason had to cancel, but we have a very special show. We have dueling soloists right here, two dueling solo performers duking it out here. We're having a throwdown of solo performers today. We have Jerry Stormer, right in here playing 12-string and 6-string guitar along with piano. And on the right, we have Leonardo playing National Steel guitars.
That's right, Roger.
All right. Well, good evening. Good afternoon, fellas. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, just terrific.
All right.
Doing very well. Thanks for inviting us down.
Well, it's good. Now, thing is, we're going to have to see who's going to play first. We're going to have a coin toss. Margaret, got the coin?
Okay, I thought we flipped the guitar for that.
Oh, no. We got a coin. Are you ready? Margaret, you ready to call it? In fact, what do you want, Jerry? Heads or tails?
Tailies.
Okay.
You really are?
Oh! Margaret, what is it?
This is live, folks.
Tails. Whoa! All right. Jerry, you're up first.
Well, this song's called Actual Size because it is. I'm going to really hit the guitar loud, so fair warning on that.
Don't make my insurance rate go much higher, or it will kill me. But it don't make me hesitate to try those things that thrill me. Like Otis Redding sang it at the dock of the bay, I let my love go off without thinking. I could rewind and get back to the place I could face the truth without blinking. Right before my eyes, this love is actual size. It's actual size. Well, I used to climb to the volcano top just to say that I could get higher. I've finally learned it's good to stop before you fall in the fire. I'm trying hard to swallow this lump in my throat, dry those tears from my eyes. You always knew just how to get my goat, because I'm so gettable, goat-wise. Right between my eyes, this love is actual size. It's actual size. Maybe in another life, I had a brain. You were my wife, baby.
Jerry Stormer right here on the live drive at 5. We've got now Jerry.
That was a song I had written back in some time ago.
Because I don't think I've ever heard that in the CDs of yours that I have.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pop tune, isn't it, though?
Yeah. Well, Gary, you've done a lot of things over the years. You've been a DJ over at WDET.
Oh, that public radio station.
Yeah, that other guy. That talk radio. Yeah.
Okay. It's all talk radio, yeah. Babe. No.
But
and then it's all music.
Yeah, but you've been doing music for as long as I've known you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Once I got my guitar on as a teenager, I couldn't quit.
You couldn't quit.
I was playing clarinet in the marching band, and I was like a good little soldier, but I wasn't good enough. So once I got onto the guitar, it was like, no, nobody was stopping me then.
All right.
Except I couldn't march with it exactly. But.
Well, I agree. I think that, when people say, I can't play music, I go, well, you know, maybe you can. Yeah. Not everybody's cut out to be a guitar player or a clarinet player. I mean, your thing might be drums. So the people out there that are thinking, boy, these guys are great. They come in a studio. They're playing songs. I wish I could do that. And maybe you could, but maybe you're not a guitar player, even if you really, really, really want to be. You know, you just weren't made that way. So you kind of have to, like, float around and find out what is it that I do. And it took me till I was 50 before I decided I play guitar. And I play country blues, and I play solo, because I was never any good in a band. And I never could play guitar in standard tune. I mean, there's a lot of things that it took forever to finally figure it out. But thanks to Detroit's own Robert Jones, he kind of put me on the path.
Whoa. Okay.
He put me on the path, yes.
Yeah, it's a real truism. You know, an instrument can really call to a person, and they finally connect with it could lead to something really wonderful musically, whereas they might feel deficient if they don't get the right instrument at the right times.
Yeah. And you know, like a piano player, they have to learn how to read music to play a piano.
That's right. And Leonardo.
Yes.
In fact, you've been talking about your calling.
My calling.
And what your calling has been the National Steel Guitar.
Well, yeah. Now, before everybody, you know, meets me in the parking lot and tries to take them, these are not the original ones from the 20s and the 30s. These are just from the 1982, they reformed the company called National Resophonic Guitars, and that's what these are. These are the bottom of the line, tri-cone, single cone, but you know, they're still expensive.
And they are real metal guitars.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the bodies are metal. And for those that don't know at all what they are, they have like aluminum speaker cones that the strings go over. And when the strings resonate, the speaker cone resonated and it makes it louder. And it does have that metallic bite, which is why the old blues guys kind of liked them.
Yeah, before amplification and then.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was the step between the wooden acoustic guitar and the electric guitar. And what killed Nationals was the advent of the electric guitar.
But
if you want to be a real blues man,
sure,
you got to have both of them.
All right. Can we hear some of it?
In fact,
all
it was like the original heavy metal.
Yes, right.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well.
What are you going to play, Leonardo?
I'll play a recent arrangement of a song by Vera Ward Hall, and she was recorded in 1937 by John Lomax, a field recording, and there are some YouTube, you know, videos you can listen to Vera Ward Hall. She never had a band. She just sat and sang and got recorded, and the Lomaxes, both of them, John and Alan, thought she had one of the best voices ever. This song's called Wild Ox Moan. Wild Ox Moan, and it was covered by Taj Mahal and also Jeff Muldar, and the Jeff Muldar version is just superb. And if I could play better, it would even sound more like his version. But this is it's definitely where it kind of came from. It's called Wild Ox Moan. Thank you.
So don't you holler at me. Now I'm going back to Texas to hear that wild dog's moan.
Wild Ox Moan from 1937.
Oh, played by Leonardo right here, Leonardo Gianola. Yeah.
Right.
In fact, we were going to do our mix and match. We're going to swap out for Jerry Stormer. We're going to have dueling soloists today. So, Jerry, what are you going to do today? Yeah, next.
Are they going to play together at all?
What an interesting question.
I...
The only time we've played together is actually in a Beatle band.
And we saw that band.
So without our third party, or even our Ringo, do we ever have a Ringo? But no, we shan't be playing without a rehearsal together.
Okay.
Darn.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. You. Take it. Okay. Take it from there.
Yeah, harmony is not to be taken lightly.
That's true. I do. While you're tuning up, just want to do a shout out to Jimmy, Chris, Drew, Carrie, Marla, and from Scotland, Colin, who have piped in that they are listening and enjoying the show.
And I'm glad to hear that.
With so much, you know, I was. When Leonardo was talking about, his references to the blues, and it's one of my core musics when I was learning to play guitar, but I jumped right to the Chicago style after, you know, T-Bone Walker and Buddy Guy, and then got onto all the Brits and all that. So I started playing electric fairly straight away. So I was thinking it took me a while to get back. It was a core a music of my learning experience, particular to the guitar. But I guess I could do as my blues are kind of more country blues as far as like American country western type of songs. But I guess I'll do, since your song was in was first recorded or written in 1937.
She was recorded singing it. Yeah, there was no music to it.
Yeah. But this one is from the same vintage.
Yeah.
But we know it was written by Merle Travis, who was actually quite a pop star of his day.
Oh, yeah.
But he sang about, you know, the coal mines a lot. And he also wrote that 16-ton song that's so popular by Tennessee Ernie Ford and all that. But here's the one I like to do. It's called Dark as a Dungeon. Come all you young miners, so fair and so fine. Seek not your fortunes way down in the mine. It'll form as a habit, it'll seep in your soul. Till the blood in your veins runs as black as the coal. 'Cause it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew. The dangers are double, the pleasures are few. And the rain never falls, and the sun never shines. And it's dark as a dungeon, way down in the mine. Many a miner I've known in my day, who lives but to labor his whole life away. Like a fiend with his dope, like a drunkard his wine. Must have lust for the lure of the mine. The morning and the evening, the middle of the day, sing to the miner who labors away. And the one who's not careful will never survive. Come on, slip on the slate and you're buried. Ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. And I look down from upon the heavenly calm. Pity the miner who's digging my bones. 'Cause it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew. The dangers double, the pleasures I view. And the rain never falls, and the sun never shines.
dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
That was real nice. That's real nice. Now, I'd like to say one
thing. All right.
You know, what people call songs, you know, people say blues, Delta blues, folk, and all this stuff. I mean, the song, the first song I played, you know, to me, that's a blues song because of the way it feels. Mm-hmm. You know, musically, it's not structured as the typical blues song. And what Jerry played, you know, by Merrill Travers, where people would say, well, that's a country tune. But if he would have said, now here's a song by Bob Dylan, and would have done that, people would, they wouldn't have known the difference. And it, I think a lot of the names came into being because the record store owners needed to know where to stick the record so people could buy them. You know, they come in, okay, I want blues, and they look there. But some records could be in three or four bins.
Yeah,
that's right. And the songs I play are primarily songs written in the 20s and the 30s from the Delta region of the state of Mississippi and Arkansas. But a lot of songs, I mean, they sound like blues, and they're not. Like, the next one I'd like to play, if it's my turn.
It is.
Okay. is by a guy named Blind Willie Johnson. And Blind Willie Johnson, he didn't play blues songs, but they sounded like blues songs. They were spiritual tunes, and there's a very fine line there. So, to follow up my point, I'll do a Blind Willie Johnson song.
Wow, you know, that, if you're called Blind Willie, they tend to put you in the blues section.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
That's.
And especially if you had the life that he had. But actually, I recorded this with some of your audience might remember Foxfire, Maggie Ferguson, and Denise Marie Stein. Yeah, I did. All right. So we'll grab number one, which is the single cone resonator. And this is going to have picks, so it's going to be way louder than the last time.
Okay.
And what is the song?
This song is called Trouble Soon Be Over, and Martin Scorsese selected it for his series on the blues when he covered Blind Willie Johnson. And there's a great YouTube video of Chris Thomas King playing this song, and they filmed it like it was back in 1928, right? And, you know, the old grainy black and white and the old cars driving by. And he actually had his wife sing background on this tune. But, you know, we're going to have to make do. You can sort of hum along in there. And again, this arrangement, coincidentally, comes from the Jeff Moldar version. And he's somebody you might want to check out. He's not the most, you know, well-known guy like Merrill Travers, but certainly a great, great player.
Now, Jeff Moldar started out in the Questin' Jug Band with his wife, Maria Moldar.
Right. Maria Moldar. Yeah, he even lived in Birmingham for a while.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah, believe it or not, he lived in Birmingham. Yeah, Garfield knows the guy.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, trouble. sorrow will have men yet. Oh, trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. Now he proved a friend to David. He hid him in a cave. And the same God that David served will give me a rest someday. I said, trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have ended. Oh, trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end.
Away. Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. All right, with that, we'll just say, hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
What you got?
Boy, doesn't that I was just thinking, I was just drifting away to that song, you know? It's really cool.
Well, Blind Willie Johnson is, it's great. And another cool thing about him is he recorded for Columbia, so the recordings themselves are good. They got great fidelity. I mean, if you get a good copy, it sounds great.
All right.
Unlike some of the other guys.
So, well, I got a song. It's a bit of a science fiction bluesy song. It's kind of a rip on the Sunhouse Death Letter Blues, but that's...
Oh, this I got to hear.
Only in concept. Well, actually, the inspiration hit. I can tell you exactly when the inspiration hit. It was New Year's Eve on 1975, and I was seeing Sun Ra and his orchestra play down in downtown at Detroit at the City Club.
Ah.
Okay? So he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing with June and the dancers. He's doing his thing with Gilmore and the saxophones. And he's got like all these saxophones and all these space cadets on the march in costume, and they're real space cadets. I'm not trying to use that as an insulting term. They're real cadets, man.
They were from Saturn.
So anyway, yeah. So
did this really happen?
Here's where it gets real. okay, like he comes out into the audience, right? They do a conga line thing where the whole horn section, the whole dancers, the whole everybody on stage comes out into at the tables. And with in if I could do that in my show, I would, but since I'm one guy, it's like, what's this guy, the waiter? Anyway, so Sun Wa Raz,
I'll have what he's having.
He puts his hand on my shoulder and he whispers in my ear kind of hoarsely. He says, next stop is Jupiter. It's after the future. And
how
I immediately
cool
knew that I was going to write a song called After the Future. So, anyway.
That is awesome. I can't wait to hear
it. So it's part Sun Ra, part Sun House. So it's Sun House Ra or Sun Ra House or whatever. And I'm knocking against the chair here. After the future, after the rain comes down, I said it's after the future, it's after the rain comes down. Gonna follow this river till it takes me right out of town. It's after the future, it's after the waters turn to wine. Gonna dive down to the bottom, dig up all its mine. Get drunk on your memories, follow your precious time. Sweet honey, sweet honey from the rock. If you want something worth waiting for, then wait on the clock. Open the luggage of the future just to see what it held inside. I looked at the menu of the future, but I still couldn't decide. Standing at those crossroads, bound to take that ride. Sweet honey, sweet, sweet honey. Sweet honey from the rock. If you want something worth waiting for, don't wait on the clock. It's after the facts, it's after the lies and the personal attacks, it's after your sickness and after your health, it's after your vitamins and all your wealth. I hear you invented a new machine. I'll put an end to this death routine. There's no side effects, no one to blame. Wait a minute, I think I hear it calling my name. Think I hear it calling my name. Hey!
a baby at the water's turned wide. Gonna dive down to the bottom, drink up all that's mine. Get drunk on your memories, swallowing the precious time. South to the future, south to the future, south to the future, baby, future, baby, future, baby.
Out of sight. Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was for all the people in the audience that were like nodding off. That'll wake them up.
All right. Well, I've worked with
wake up call from the master of interplanetary travel, Sun Ra.
Speaking of Sun Ra, I just got a post on Facebook over the weekend that it's been 45 years since the Rock and Roll Revival down at the State Fairgrounds, the festival that John Sinclair put on in 69, and Sun Ra was one of the headliners there. First time I experienced him was there, and it changed my life.
First time I experienced him was the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival in Exile over in Windsor.
Ah.
And he was on a double bill with James Brown.
Wow.
That was like too cool to take in within like an hour's time, you know.
Yeah, just Sun Ra alone is sometimes mind-blowing. But it was fortunate that he enjoyed Detroit so much that he came here so often. Yeah. Had a chance to see him. So it's Leonardo's turn.
My wife's calling me on the phone. Maybe I'll just let that go to voicemail.
Okay.
It's live radio. And
I know you guys were together. You joked that you were in the Beatles band together. But how long have you two actually known each other? You're like yin and yang.
Since about that time, huh?
Well, at least, yes. But I think I opened for you once.
That could have been.
Before I knew who you were, I opened for you, and they said, you know who that is? And I said, that guy there with the hat? I said, no, that's Jerry Stormer.
I was wearing a hat.
Yeah, you're wearing a hat.
I went, a hat?
Really?
Well, you know, my story is that Maggie Ferguson, some of her famous after parties after her Pontiac, you know, concert series. Mm-hmm.
The soirees.
Leonardo would do a lot of Beatle tunes, and then... And then I did a few, and then this other fellow, Gary Sinek, did some, and she kind of suggested we all get together.
Right,
so.
That wasn't my idea.
We took, don't blame that one on me.
Yeah,
we took Maggie's suggestion to heart.
Yes.
Had some fun.
We had a good time. Yes, we did.
It was.
And I would like to segue, because you're supposed to do that. In live radio, you're supposed
way.
To segue. He just did a
Here
song.
Come the segue,
right? With Sun Ra House, right?
Mm.
About the future. Now, I'm going to do a Sun House song. Well, actually, a cover of a Charlie Patton song. It was written in 1907.
Whoop.
And not to push my intelligence, but that was over 100 years ago.
Jumping the way back.
It was way back. It was in the way back. And Charlie Patton wrote a song called Pony Blues, and many of the Delta guys, they covered it. Sun House covered it. I happen to like his version better. And I also like to do like a Sun House tune because he's buried not that far from
That's
here.
That's right, right off Lasher and 7 Mile.
Yeah. And, you know, the Detroit Blues Society and Robert Jr. and Big City Blues Magazine had a lot to do, if not everything to do, with that project of getting Sun House that great headstone that's all over the internet.
Well, actually, it was Robert Whitehall and the Reverend Robert
that's
Jones.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
I made it. See, that's called a live radio mistake. For those of you keeping track, it's Leonardo One and Jerry.
Well, Roger, it was a mistake and correction. It's all good now.
It's not a problem.
Because you had the right idea.
It is
you brought the subject down.
I've been there. I've been to his grave. It is a beautiful marker, and it's up at the top of the hill. And from last year, you can actually see it anytime you drive by, summer or winter.
That's right. And Robert Whitehall and Reverend Robert Jones started that with that particular headstone, and now the Blues Society has taken over and put it up other
Calvin
tombstones
Frazier,
for unknown blues musicians.
A lot of guys.
Unknown, unrecognized.
So Charlie Patton actually ripped off his own song, it's, Pony Blues. He came up with a tune called Stone Pony Blues, which is where Linda Ronstadt's band got its name from. So, anyway, this is Pony Blues. And again, for the people in the audience that play, you know, you listen to the music. It's basically the chord of D. And there's very little playing going on. But, you know, if you've got the vocal delivery that Son House had, you really almost didn't even have to play.
A shout out to Cindy, Linda, and Robert who've tuned in and made comments. So you guys are a hit today. I want to really thank you guys for coming to bat on such short notice and filling in for us today. This is such a pleasure to have you guys here.
And it looks like we got about 13 minutes left. So let's see if we can get one more song apiece.
We
There's a challenge. For
love
you.
Those commentaries. As long as they're good, huh? Well, I guess I'll do a contrast thing. This is the latest song I've written, and I performed it a couple times, and it's a little thing in 6/8 time, and Not that it matters.
Yeah. In fact, Jerry's playing a 12-string guitar right now. He's been playing, going between 12 and 6-string guitars, and Leonardo's been going between his D and his G National Steels.
That's right. That's right.
This is called Sing It. So, you know, if you're all there at home and you feel like singing on Sing It, Sing It. And there's a la-la-la part. So whenever you have a la-la-la part, you sing. So feel free. Sing through the commentary section of your radio or your internet or however you can figure out the technology. So where do we begin? In the heart or in the mind? Does the soul wander between them? Is there some grand design? Out through the pain and through the cold, we're blinded on that day. We find we're given breath, and it takes our breath away. So we sing it for yourself, find a perfect word and begin, and just sing it from the heart, find a perfect place to start. And just sing. Oh. La 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 la. La 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 la. You found your secret world hidden in your hands, beneath your eyelids, waiting to understand. Your chains cannot be chains when they're broken and denied. Your walls cannot be walls when they're open wide. So just sing it, let the heavens ring, find a perfect world to break, and just sing it for yourself. Come on. And just sing. Oh. La 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 la. La la la. Cannot be war if you won't wage it. Peace cannot be peace unless you keep it. War cannot be war if you won't wage it. Peace cannot be peace until you keep it. So just sing it, let the heavens ring, find a perfect world to bring, and just sing it,
sing it from the heart. Find a perfect place to start. I'm just saying.
All right. I just noticed, I said it was a 12-string guitar you're playing, but actually it's only 10 strings on there, isn't it?
I'm Mr. Adapting. There's only six.
Oh!
This is my standard 6-string with room for 10, should I take a fancy to putting 10 on it.
All right. Well, in fact, since you started out, it's only fitting that Leonardo finishes up.
How about that?
And I just did something you should never...
How about them apples?
...ever do.
Oh, no.
Which is retune your guitar on the gig.
Oh.
Because it never comes in tune. And if you really, really want to, you know, don't ever do it on live radio.
Oh.
Especially a huge station like this, because...
Breaking all the rules. Oh, man, I told you about that.
But. This would be a good tune. I won't play the whole thing to take us out. One of my favorite American artists is Skip James, and I really, literally could do a whole hour show on just him and his music. Very briefly, he recorded 18 songs in 1931, and some on piano, some on guitar, and there's only like 36 total records of his that have ever been found. So this song was in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, played by Chris Thomas King, called Hard Time Killin' Floor Blues. And I will play not all of it, because we don't have time. And, he's holding up his fingers, see? So I'll play a little bit, and there it is, but we'll just have to come back. Right?
Yeah, because you didn't get to play the piano today.
Well, yeah, see? You didn't get to play the piano? Thank you.
times will kill you now more than before. Hard times will kill you now more than before. Hear me singing lonesome song. Hard times will last as now so
Leonardo and Gary Stormer right here on the live drive at 5. Got to thank you guys for coming in. And, it's been really nice having you.
It has been. It really has been.
In fact, next week we have a band called Paper Sound. And they're a guitar-driven indie rock band. So they're just like you guys, except more of them, right?
You mean you're not having the band that canceled at the last
minute? Oh, no. They'll be back some other time. We'll have them back later in the summer.
We're changing our name to that.
No.
They'll be back the week they're closed.
All right. No. We're having them in later on.
We'll definitely get you guys back again, and get the piano playing, too.
All right. Right now, you're listening.